Hey guys, I'm Stevie Nelson.
And I am Dave Horwitz.
And this is I Burn Everything, a food and relationship podcast.
Stevie, it's finally here.
Episode 100.
Episode 100. This is not only the 100th episode of I Burn Everything, it is also the season 3 finale.
We did it, Dave. We finished our season 3. And for those of you who are wondering, what does that mean exactly? It just means we're going to take a brief break to come back with an even better season 4.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be great. I'm very, very excited to kind of regroup a little bit and figure out where we're at and what we want to do. And we already have so many great ideas.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just... hitting reset a little bit is going to make the show so much better. And we might have a couple of little mini extras in there while people wait. We might replay a couple of classic episodes. I can think of a few that I would like to reshare to some people who are newer listeners.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
I do too.
I am also really excited for this episode because you had an amazing idea. I wanted to revisit one of our favorite past guests, and you found a great way to utilize her unique skill.
Yeah. So I don't want to give it away though, right? Like I don't want to give it away. So maybe we just introduce her and you guys see what we're doing on this episode, something we've never done, but are very excited about.
Great. We have actress, writer, sometimes director. She's made a feature film. It's out. And she's also a really great friend. She's wonderful. It's Charlene de Guzman.
Here we go.
I burn everything. Hi, Char.
Hi.
Hi, Char.
I am so happy to have you back on our show.
It's crazy because it was a long time ago that I was on here.
It was a long time ago. You were an amazing guest. You were our season 2 finale guest. And you also did an episode of my long dormant and retired podcast, Little Cuties.
Wow. If I recall. A long time ago.
And you also did an episode of a podcast with me called Char and Dave Will Save Your Life, recorded only into the notes app of my iPhone while we were in the Taco Bell drive-thru about 5 years ago.
For nobody.
For nobody. Never released.
Yeah.
That's how all podcasts should be. Podcasts for nobody.
A lot of podcasts are for nobody. But Char, we're dying to know... you're not in probably the same position or place you were in your life when you last recorded with us nearly 4 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
How are you right now? I know that. I don't know if our audience knows that. What is different in your life besides the fact that you are experiencing a global pandemic?
You gotta laugh about it. What's crazy is like I tried to go back to the podcast to just kind of visit it and be like, where was I at? And like started it and like immediately turned it off because it was so cringy to listen to yourself to begin with, but like almost 4 years ago, it's like every time it's just like, what an idiot I was, or like I thought I knew, but I didn't know. Like
oh, anytime I have to go and like either pull a clip or like find something out from our show and I look at like a season 1 episode or anytime somebody asks us a question like while we're interviewing them and I'm like, well, we used to do stuff like this. There's just so many. It's like it's not only incriminating, but it's like, oh, why did I tell that story? Why did I have that guest on? Why did I invite someone I was dating to be the guest? Why did I? Yeah,
Yeah. We were different people too. We'll say that for sure.
Which
we were...
also makes you wonder how stupid am I going to look now to my future self? You know,
I hope I can kind of level out because I had a very recent birthday and I am just, you know, this is the oldest I've ever been in my life, but it's, I'm only getting older is something that I found out. I did a little bit of math and I'm only going to get older until I die. And there's just, I'm never going to get younger again. So I think I just have to embrace this version of myself. I hope you do too. Like you've made a movie in the time since you were last on our show.
I was about to say that, yeah, a movie had come out in that time. So that was crazy.
Yeah, you put a very personal story on display for everybody that you wrote and starred in, and it's so good.
Oh, thank you.
And it's on Amazon.
It is. It's free on Amazon Prime. It's like 80 minutes long. Please go watch it if you haven't.
Called Unlovable, correct?
It's called Unlovable. Yeah, like your podcast was one of the first ones that I was even starting to talk publicly about love addiction and recovery and all that stuff. And so it's crazy to think where I was then and then now, where I've talked about it so much, so many times. And yeah, there's a whole movie about it that's out there.
I think, and that was like, did it come out 2 years ago?
It came out 2018.
Yeah. I don't think there's really been much, like, I think it's still one of the first and maybe only, except I guess maybe for the show Love, which I don't think they really, no offense, I don't think they nailed it. But
no offense, I totally agree.
I don't think they crushed it as far as tackling a subject like that. But I'm glad that they tried. I think it's all of that is to say, like, I think it's amazing to have, you know, I was just blown away by seeing it on screen and having spoken to you about it and going, oh, this is like, this is exactly how, I don't know. I feel like, do you feel like you got your vision on screen the way you, and like the way you had hoped? Because having, it felt like having the multiple conversations I've had with you about your life, yeah. And that was like really, that was my favorite thing about it, because sometimes someone will write something about themselves and the producers and everybody changes it to the point where you're like, why is that character there? That's not right. A real thing.
No, I mean, that definitely happened where things were changed and all of that. But I would say for the most part, really happy with it. And I mean, to this day, people continue to see it and reach out to me and say, like, because of this, I'm getting help, or because of this, I know that I have this and I want to get help on it. Like, it's kind of that movie that people will see it and it'll bring them to get help. And that's all I wanted for it. So it really worked out.
That's fucking phenomenal. And I'm so proud and glad to know you. And in the time since that came out, you started doing these intuitive like card readings, and you did one for me. And I remember I remember like the era it was, because I know what room I was in, it was still this apartment, because I've since moved rooms in this apartment. So it was in the last I think it was maybe a year and a half ago, and it really it kind of blew me away. And I was hoping you could do an updated one for me and Stevie.
Oh, I would love to.
As this is the 100th episode of our show, and we're sort of we are ending the season here. This is the end of season three.
Yeah, and we need to know where we're going individually and where this pod is going.
Where are we going together? Where are we going separately?
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Should we start with individuals?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Do Stevie first.
Oh, okay. My God.
Do you want like a one card, or do you want like a card for certain different areas? Like, what do you think?
I think I'd like a card for relationships. Like, okay. what's coming in a romantic relationship, if it is coming.
Okay.
Honestly, Dave, do we do a card for food?
What do we think? Should we do it? Let's just do it. Why not?
Let's do it.
I guess it'll be fun just to see what shows up, but I don't know how deep you can get with the food.
Yeah, especially since I already feel like there's nothing you could really tell me about food.
I like relationships. What about like
health? General health?
Or what needs your attention right now?
Yeah.
Like what you should be focusing on moving
forward. I was just going to ask what I should focus on, and then relationships. I think both those two things would be great.
Okay. So one for relationships and one what to focus on. Okay. So there are going to be two cards. Okay.
Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Of course. This is fun.
This is truly a dream. I've talked about having some sort of oracle reading on the podcast for, I think, like 2 years now. And I was like, we got to do it someday. We got to do it someday. I'm so glad we're doing it.
We're finally doing it on the last episode.
Okay, here we go. Okay, for your relationships, what's interesting is that it's this psychic insight card. But that what that really tells me, it's like about trusting yourself more and trusting your intuition and not letting like outside opinions or, you know, what other people think or what the other person is telling you or whatever, like trusting yourself more, because I feel like before now there may have been a tendency to not really trust yourself. And what's cool is that you really do have good intuition. So trusting your feelings, trusting your gut, trusting your heart, trusting those hunches, because those are real and valid, and they're guiding you and they're telling you things. And so like when you hear that voice, like to listen to it essentially. And it's about trusting yourself more.
Ooh, I love that. It's also so strange that you're saying this, because I've started doing this thing where I go on dates where I now don't like show the picture of the person to friends anymore. I started doing this thing where I'm like, it's mine. And I want to figure out how I feel about it before someone else has a judgment about what the person visually looks. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it's very interesting. And also like whenever my sister pulls me a tarot card in the morning, it is always the one about like, if you trust yourself, you can – it's always about trusting myself and my gut.
Yes, because what I'm getting from it too is just like letting go of what other people think and like really starting to practice and live in the idea that all that matters is what you think.
Ooh, I love that. It's only recently that I feel comfortable with that, just being like, I'm the only one who has to be in the relationship.
Yes, because also what other people think, that just has to do with like their experiences, their judgments, their whatever, and that has nothing to even do with you. So bringing it back to your own power, and because that trust with yourself too is what's key to even any trust issues that you would have in relationships. Because I know like for me too, just like before it would be like, oh, I have like issues of like trusting men and blah, 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 blah. But really it's like bringing the power back to you and knowing that you are safe because you are safe within. Like you can trust because you trust yourself first. Trusting yourself that you will have your own back. Like you will walk out if you have to, that you won't tolerate certain things that you had before.
It's that
certain kind of trust with yourself that is actually necessary before even trusting another person.
Yes. Oh my gosh. When I, when I made an amends to myself, my amends was that I would never abandon myself again.
There it goes. Because I think we give so much power to these other people when it's just like, well, I can't trust them because this and this and this. And it's like, no, like I have my back. Like I trust myself. So I'm not going to tolerate things.
Yeah. I also trust that if somebody else does an action that is something they don't like or something I don't like, I also trust that's their business and like they can take care of it however they need to. And I know how to serve myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know how to be like, I don't love that. I'm going to see you later.
Exactly.
This is very exciting. Okay. So trust my gut, trust my intuition.
Yeah. It's all about the building the trust with yourself, because like everything that we would want from a relationship, it has to come from ourselves first. And so as you build that and strengthen that within yourself, you attract what is aligned to that. And so, you know, you have control over that and you work on that, and then you'll always attract a match to that.
I love this. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. And so moving forward, what to focus on. This is a cool card. It's basically like the intervention and purpose card, which is basically that divine intervention is happening. So like the universe is kind of guiding you and kind of showing you its magic and showing you where you need to be. But the focus is to really get out of your own way, get out of the way. we can get in our own way by worrying and clinging on to things, or like forcing our way through things, like forcing things. When we like really let go and like go with the flow of things, like especially when challenges come up, like actually just surrendering to them and accepting them and trusting that it's serving you somehow to where you want to be. When we get in that flow, magical things happen. So I just feel like you're going to feel this intervention happening in terms of like the universe guiding you, and like, just like follow the stage directions.
Okay. Wonderful. Ooh, follow I love the stage that.
Directions is great.
Yeah. The more you just follow those stage directions, like the more, not only does it feel easier and feel better, but you create space for all these miraculous things that are trying to come to you.
That is, this like couldn't be more spot on. It's pretty insane. I actually had like a moment where I was on the phone the other day and I had an idea come to me from literally nowhere, an idea I've never had before, just something that popped into my brain. And I was like, there it is. That's the idea. And I've since started making like just doing step by step, like the next indicated action.
Yep.
And so far, so good.
That's all it is. Just showing up to what's in front of you, because wow. we're programmed to think we have to like hustle and struggle our way through life and almost kind of suffer through life.
Yeah.
And so much of it like is so exhausting because we're just like forcing so many things. But really, when we just let go and go with the flow, like it unfolds and reveals itself in magical ways. It's kind of crazy. And it's really scary to do that because like for me, like I come from a place of having so many control issues. So I just like need to know everything and how it's going to work. And like, I hate being in the unknown, but yes. The more we can lean into that, it really just happens.
Yeah. So the way to get out of your own way, the way to like, is to just keep following stage directions and not try and control it. Just keep listening.
Just stay present to what's okay. In front of you. And in fact, even going further with that, just like focusing on feeling good and following the fun, following what feels good. Okay. Following again, and this is like even related to your first card of like following what feels good to you. Because that's your guide.
That is no joke. What I have written on my wall is follow the fun.
Yep.
That's it. And when I do that, I've never gone sideways when I do that. You also have more fun and you enjoy your life.
Exactly. That's like the best part of it, of like, this is actually way less exhausting than when I was doing before.
Yeah. Not painful at all.
Hey guys, Stevie here. Just wanted to say, hey, why don't you contact us? You can email us at iburneverythingpod@gmail.com, or you can even call our hotline and leave a message, 213-458-5236. It's 213-458-5236, and we may even talk about your message or email on a future episode. So get to it.
Oh my gosh, that was so exciting. Mm-hmm. I also can't wait to see what Dave's are.
Yeah, Dave, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so relationship. How weird. You got the same one that Stevie got.
I almost said, when you said that, I almost said, I bet he'll get the same one as me.
Well, you're very intuitive, so that just already checks out.
Oh my God.
Wait, out of how many cards?
45.
Wow, that's crazy odds. Dave. Wow.
Dave, you gotta trust yourself more.
Huh.
It's easy for you. You really get worried about what other people will think or what things would look like. Or you know what? Even like I would say taking on what you even think your partner would want or think, or just even taking on stuff that isn't even yours. So it's really trusting yourself more and making decisions from authority and trusting that what you want and what you want to do is valid because it's your life.
Ouch. Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is yeah, this is very good. This Steve is very good to hear.
I'm nodding. I'm in agreement. This sounds truthful.
Yeah,
but I even think when it comes to your relationship of, again, when I say like even like doing things from authority, because it's so easy for you to, you're almost afraid of what the other person will think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I also maybe have a tendency to put myself second. I mean, I mean, yesterday was my birthday, and I was in the grocery store with my girlfriend because we were picking up some stuff. We like had a nice, one of my housemates made like a huge dinner, and it was really nice, but we were getting some like supplemental stuff, and I was like, oh, do you want this or what kind do you of this thing do you want? And she was like, it's your birthday, like what do you want? And I kind of just I didn't deflect, but I was definitely being like, I was being very deferential, like, oh, I'm happy with whatever, I can do whatever. And she's like, but it is your birthday. Hmm. And I just kept deflecting, like, no, but like, it's, we're all just having dinner.
Oh my gosh.
And and that's just like, that's just what my tendency is. But I think just because I'm agreeable doesn't mean that like I need to be my own doormat.
No.
So it's very, yeah, it's very interesting to, wow. Yeah. What an interesting poll. And yes, it does mean, it resonates with me is all I'll say.
But yeah, like I said, of like doing things with authority, just know that I think like the example that you just said from yesterday, that comes from a place of like, I don't want to be difficult. I don't want, like, I want to be agreeable, like you said. But just know that even when it comes to energy and energy in relationships, like the masculine energy, and there's healthy masculine energy, like, and that would be like one of authority and confidence, like that's attractive. So the more you do that, like honestly, the hotter you get to your partner.
Mm. Well, I am hoping that I can. I want to become more attractive to my partner over time and not less attractive. And I feel like that's kind of a stereotype of relationships of like, oh, we've been together for 3-4 years and I can't even stand him, or like, oh, he doesn't do the dishes, but whatever. I'm stuck with him. So I have been pondering, like, because this is one of the longer term relationships I've been in years, and I've just it has been on my mind of like, I want to keep her around. Mm. I want to keep her happy.
And what's fun about that too, what I said about being more attractive, you will feel more attractive in that energy. Mm. And again, of it still being an inside job, like you feel that, she feels that.
Yeah.
Great.
That makes so much sense to me. I remember one time I was on a date with a guy and he was like, hey, do you want sushi? And I was like, nope. And he goes, that was the most attractive answer. I was like, why? It's totally disagreeable. And he was like, I just like that you know what you want and you're willing to be like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because most people would just be like, Yeah. Sushi's, that's,
I like sushi.
I mean, I had it for lunch, but I would get something different.
Let's do it for breakfast also.
And then you go have the sushi and then like you're mad the whole time and then,
yep.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's not my favorite, but it's fine. Yeah.
Sorry, you seem like you're elsewhere. Like, are you okay? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I love this. I'm having fun.
We don't have to waste our times anymore. It's not doing anyone a favor. Okay. You ready for what to focus on moving forward?
Good Lord, please.
This is the Awakening Presence card where it says wear a cloak of protection. But basically this card is all about boundaries, energetic boundaries. And so specifically for you, I'm getting... I mean, it still even ties to like what we were talking about putting yourself first more and not giving so much energy away to even people who don't deserve it. Like just being aware that you have a limited amount of energy to give every day. And so even checking in with like, what am I engaging with? Who am I engaging with that is depleting this versus the people and things that when I engage with them, I'm energized. And so I think you would become aware of where you're losing energy and giving energy away. And like for you, that even just means like saying no more, being less available, like not having to try to take care of everybody before yourself. Stevie's eyes are big.
Stevie's making a face. She probably knows what is going on in my head, but I have a dog. I just got a dog.
Okay.
Almost 3 weeks ago at this point, and she's almost 10 weeks old. And she is very needy, but I have just started, like, maybe experimenting is the wrong word because it's a living thing, but I have started to play with what it would be like to give it less of my undivided attention at all times and see what happens. She is starting to like her crate more. For example, like this morning I gave her breakfast, and then she seemed like she was winding down a little bit, and she wakes up very early, and I was like, what would happen if I just put her back in here, and even if it took her a minute to settle, like what could I maybe get her settled and grab a couple extra minutes of sleep, like maybe even an hour, because maybe she doesn't need to be played with for like a million hours in the morning and the afternoon. And then I've also been giving less time to watching, and this is all like very obviously inward focused on me and what's going on right in my life right now, but watching a million like dog training videos, going like, okay, well, she's jumping on my chair, like I have to get her to stop jumping on my chair today, because like if I don't do that, then the trainer that I had a 1 hour Zoom session with will be disappointed in me, because he mentioned that this is the fear imprintment stage, and if I make her scared of the chair instead of making her respect my boundaries, blah blah blah. Like basically I haven't given myself any like personal boundaries between my own life and this living thing that I invited into my life. And I've kind of realized pretty quickly, because it got weird fast for me in quarantine and in this room, but basically I've just been learning to like, yeah, give myself more space, make more time for myself. Like everyone's like, you should eat before they eat. And
oh my God.
I know. Dang. it's very, it's just stuff they don't teach you, and I've never had a pet before, but like this is like the actual, you know, for someone with generalized anxiety, this is like where my anxiety has decided to focus itself. And everything you're saying is like so spot on as far as like what I've been just even spending the last like 48 hours focusing on, or like part of the last week. So I feel very, I feel very seen, and fuck you.
Well, yeah, because I was also going to say that, so yeah, making this focus moving forward on your boundaries and shifting those more in a way where you're putting yourself first, because really, maybe even unconsciously sometimes, when you get entangled and busy and all this other stuff before yourself, it really is a distraction from tending to yourself and taking care of yourself. And if you keep going this way, I mean, you're depleted and you're low energy, and it's hard to show up to everything as your best self. And that includes like your relationships, your life, your projects, like everything. So it's an important thing to shift.
It's everything. It's the most important thing. And I mean, again, it's just sometimes these cards lie and sometimes they don't lie. And this is, I feel very, this is exactly what's been on my mind for at this point, weeks.
Dave, you think sometimes the cards lie?
No, I think sometimes the people reading them lie, but Char has never lied to me.
I think, you know what my theory is? I think sometimes the people reading them are not actually intuitive. I think
I was about to say there's a shadow side to everything, and there are a lot of people out there that make it bad for the rest of us because they're scams.
Yeah.
They exist.
Yeah, my former high school best friend, who I completely cut out of my life, I learned recently that he, I don't know if he's still doing it, but that he was doing psychic readings. And there's a difference between being intuitive and just being like the world's greatest bullshit artist. And, right. You know, remembering some of the lies that he told when we were kids, like he is probably the world's preeminent bullshit artist.
Whoa.
Love that. Love that for him.
Find yourself. Yeah, love that for him.
Great. We love that.
We definitely need something like that right now.
Uh-huh. What's the future for our pod? What does our podcast need to focus on?
Okay, let's see.
So we'll I need to focus on together? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do a together card.
All right. Oh my God.
Oh. Same card.
This is what's crazy. This is what's crazy, okay? I should have just mentioned this in the beginning just so it would have hit harder in shock. But when you guys asked me to do this, I kept seeing the image of this card. When I meditated before this, I kept seeing the image of this card. And I don't know what it means. And I was kind of like, even seeing it, I was just like, how do I deliver this? But it's the releasing card. And so this is just about releasing what no longer serves you.
Ooh.
But maybe a way to look at this card in a positive light is just for you to even check in with anything that no longer serves you, anything that you're ready to release, because it could be around it. It doesn't necessarily like have to be the whole show of just some kind of letting go.
Dave, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Because that could mean even like some kind of aspect or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to release. We're going to release me. No, that's so interesting because I don't want to give away anything, but Dave and I have sort of, we have had a lot of talks about what we'd like the show to look like this next time. And we are releasing like an entire aspect of it.
Okay.
Entire portion of it.
There you go.
That originally defined it. So we're releasing I know. So also so interesting that you felt that beforehand because that makes sense.
I was scared because I was like, what does that mean? And I don't know if that'll be bad news, but I don't think it's the show. I think it is some aspect of it. And that's exactly what you were saying.
Yeah. And so we're reconfiguring it a bit and like releasing the part that both of us are like, we don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's huge. Especially because it's like, I mean, we've been talking about it a lot because it's been on our minds. But just when you do it, when you work on a creative project for so long, you know, there is a certain, you know, I mean, sure, like you and I wrote something together and then spent like 2 years trying to do literally like anything with it. Right. Like, could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be a short form thing? Like, does any place that like that wants content want to do anything with this? And people would be like, I really like this. And we'd be like, awesome. And like the older we got, the less it sort of like aligned with our state of being or our, like, you know, it was like a show about the two of us. And I feel like we got to a certain place with it where it was like, I mean, kind of unspoken, but I feel like we released it from I think there was a part of me that was like, oh, if we don't do this, like, well, we won't like know each other or talk to each other anymore. And like, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, we still have been able to like be in each other's lives. And I don't know. I think sometimes like releasing, even if it's just like an element of a thing or like a part, a little section of your life, like can only be a good thing. And it's not that sort of like, you got to cut toxic people out of your life, like that whole thing. But it is like, you know, you have to, maybe this is way off, but you have to just be aware of what no longer serves you.
Exactly. And what I've been finding too, I really think it's one of like the keys in life, because since the only constant is change, and it's so scary to let go, and sometimes it feels the scariest and it feels impossible, but the gift in letting go is that you're always rewarded with whatever's next, which is always going to be better.
Yeah. How do you let go of things? Like, you know how people are like, have a desire and then let it go. Like,
it's really hard.
What does it mean exactly? You know what I mean? I know what it means, but what does the practice of letting go look like?
You know, what has really helped me is tapping into what it actually feels like when I'm holding on to something. And like, of course, in the past, that was like a relationship or like this idea, or even, you know, being an actor when you're like holding on to that audition, like maybe I'll get a call back. Like,
yeah,
letting go is letting go of that desperate energy that you feel in that moment. Because what I've found is that it feels desperate. And I hate using that word because it sounds so negative, but really it feels like desperation. And in terms of energy, desperate energy will always repulse the thing that you want. Because even when you think about, like, for example, when you like meet new people at a party and there's like that one person that's kind of repulsive, isn't it because there's some kind of desperate energy, either in terms of like hitting on you or trying so hard to be funny or trying so hard to fit in or trying so hard to be who not themselves at all. Like we've seen that on other people, and that's that desperate energy, and it repulses you. And so that works with all the things that we desire and are trying to manifest as well. When we're so desperate, it repulses it.
Yeah.
So I try to stay detached. I try to stay open. When it's really hard, I'll try to tell myself, I'm not desperate. I'm just open. Like, it's just like an open feeling.
Yeah. I wish there was – that makes a lot of sense to me. I wish there were, like, practices, like – I guess there are practices of letting go. Like, sometimes I'll write the thing down and just be, like, put it in, like, a God box or a box. Like, where you're just, like, it's not mine anymore. Yeah. Someone else – something bigger has got it, and I'm good. I'm good to live my life.
Yeah. It's just so crazy because – I'll just start opening to the idea that so many good things can happen when you let go and come from a place of letting go. And it really always proves itself true.
It goes back to what you were saying about if you just like follow the fun, if you follow the joy, then you're tapping back into the present. And then you're also letting go of what you need, because knowing that you're following fun and that's going to result in something fun.
Yeah.
Dang.
This shit rules.
So cool. Everyone should have to do this like every month as like a check-in to be like, am I on the right path? Like, what's happening?
No, I would say most of my clients are just like regulars at this point, and it's so fun to like be on those journeys with them and see what unfolds for everybody.
Oh, I love it.
It's Charlene, Charlene, joy.com.
Yes, you can book a reading there. It's really fun.
It's so fun.
It's easy to do. I did it that way, and I believe we did it over text message. Are you doing them over Zoom or?
I can do them over Zoom. I usually do them over text. People have really liked having the pictures and the reading on their phones, and have like told me like, every morning I read this to remind myself, or, you know, go back and read.
Yeah. It kind of takes the stress out of getting a reading, because then you don't have to go back through and like write notes.
Yeah.
You know, a text, you just have it.
Mm-hmm. I went back and looked at the text from yours, and even, I mean, it's crazy because I mean, that was just, it was so long ago that you were on our show, but then even it feels like it was so long ago that you gave me that reading.
That was a long time ago.
That was like probably sometime in 2018 as well, if I'm
– wow.
Or maybe 2019, but if it was 2019, it was the beginning of the year, and now we're halfway through 2020. I mean, we are just racing towards the end of the world.
Like death?
Yeah. We're racing towards death, and every card we pull is just telling us to let go because there isn't much left.
I – you know, it's like – I don't know. I think releasing is such a, I don't know. I'll probably be thinking about this for weeks, because it's all that's on my mind right now, because I'm someone who I always knew I was particular. I'm weird. It's weird because I feel like I'm particular and I'm deferential. Like but I also just want people to be happy, and maybe that's the way in which I'm particular too. But there's so much. It's got to be why your shit's popping off right now with people booking left and right. Is that like everything is out of our control? Ooh. Everything is scary, and I think it's a gradient. Like not everything is as scary to one person as it is to someone else. Like there's obviously people being, you know, thrown out of their homes and unable to pay their rent, and there's no debt forgiveness, or, you know, and there's no second stimulus plan, but like everyone's out of control. Like I feel very fortunate, but you know, I don't know when I'll get to see my family again, because I didn't think it hasn't been a big deal that I live across the country from them for 15 years and it's suddenly an issue, and I'm like, well, I really like to see them. Mm-hmm. My dad's retiring. Wow. I never thought that was going to happen. He announced that, and I like got all sad, and I was like, why does that make me sad? I'm like, oh, right, because I can't go like congratulate him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could, but shit is dangerous and everybody's cooped up, and I don't know. I think listeners, this is not like an infomercial, but I think Charlene could really bring you some peace of mind right now. And if you can't afford or schedule anything with her, just something where you check in with yourself and think about what's still important with you is I would say an essential life activity right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Char, thank you so much for being on our show again.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to direct our audience? Obviously, CharleneJoy.com, Unlovable, streaming on Amazon Prime. Yeah. Anything else you want to
CharStarLean on Twitter and Instagram, and
you've made shorts in quarantine.
Losing
that are
my
great.
Mind in quarantine, I just keep making dumb shit. Go check it out. I don't know what I'm doing, just like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like you're having some fun at least.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That feels like the yeah that we're all experiencing in quarantine, where we're like, yeah, like
sure.
two months ago I was creatively having fun, and now I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's that what's the point phase, I feel like.
I think we're all at burnout at this point. Like I'm like, people are like, have you been painting? And I'm like, no. No, I don't do art anymore, apparently.
God, that yeah is so funny, because it seems like it has replaced the me and Char's, I mean, she probably says it to other people too, because I stole it from her, but whenever we would check in with each other and things were like a little iffy, it would always be like, we're doing great. We're fine. We're killing it. We're good, right? Are we? What's happening?
Are we okay?
Fine. Fine.
And now it's not even that. It's just like,
yeah. Very relatable.
Well, you're one of my favorite people in the world. I'm so we're both lucky to know you, and glad to be able to talk to you and catch up and get a really this reading has left me with a lot to think about. I was gonna say your reading was mean, but it wasn't mean. It was very nice. And
would you say it was confronting, Dave?
Well, I mean, I love being confronted with incontrovertible truths about myself. It feels like just a warm bath or a hug from a friend that mm-hmm. they can't give you right now, because you could give them some of your droplets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we could exchange words, Char, instead of droplets. Listeners, please go check out everything she's ever done and is doing, and get a reading from her. And Char, we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Char.
Thanks for being on the show. Bye.
Bye.
Stevie, I feel utterly nude. I feel naked as hell.
I like how you feel. It's so funny. Our different takeaways. You're like, I am vulnerable and feel real weird. And I'm like, that felt confirming. I'm so glad.
I guess it feels good no matter what. I think I feel it feels confirming. I think it feels like, you know, oh, good. You're on the right track. You're on the right page with yourself. If you've already been having these thoughts. But I think just like having someone, and you know, it's not like Char is a stranger. She's a good friend of mine, but we're not in constant contact. So it just feels, it does feel vulnerable. It feels, yeah. And it feels a little, not invasive, but it's a very intimate thing for somebody who, even somebody who knows you well, to know about you just kind of implicitly and in the cards.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of people shy away from it or don't believe in it or whatever, because it is vulnerable to have someone reflecting things back to you or maybe seeing, you know, seeing you in a way that I don't think we're used to being seen, or we're not really used to even people, like, I don't think we're used to people reflecting those things to us, you know?
No, I think being seen in general is a vulnerable experience for some people. I try not to be so, I don't know. I don't want to seem like I'm resistant to vulnerability. I certainly, I mean, you know, I've certainly had my moments on this show where I reveal a lot, and you and I talk separately off air about stuff. And
yeah,
and I'm certainly not one to shy away from my feelings when talking to my really nice friends who have been there for me to listen to my bullshit over the years. But yeah, I guess doing it on air, doing it with like a third party, and then releasing it out into the world, yeah. is it feels like a lot, even though it's probably not that much.
Yeah, it wasn't. I know it feels vulnerable and, you know, naked to you, but even in hearing it, I was just like, oh yeah, that feels, to me, I was like, oh, that feels right. You know, like no big mm-hmm. deal, sort of, at least your reading. I was like, yeah, that feels good. Yeah, that feels fine.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's good for me. Thank you so much. I really liked that reading, and I really liked what she said about the future of the podcast, which is so exciting for us to like reconfigure a bit and restructure. And I think, you know, as we've done that with our season three, I think we've found that we really actually like doing the research and of our guests and coming up with fun ideas. And I think there'll just be more of that in season four and less of the stuff we don't like.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not going to be the same show in a way that, you know, I'll just be honest. I think that I always have this idea of myself that, you know, it's not fair because I'm not like living up to this weird arbitrary idea I have about myself in my head, but I think it's interesting to grapple with that sort of in real time. And with this show, I love talking to you. I love every guest we've ever had. I think it's not only fun, it's honestly felt a little bit essential to me in the last couple of months, because it's just something to rigidly schedule and know that we're doing. And you know, it doesn't feel like a burden, because what is it? It's you get to have a fun conversation with your friends.
Yeah.
I mean, let me see. We've had, wow. Okay. Check it out. We have had in lockdown. I call it lockdown because our first quarantine episode was called Los Angeles on Lockdown with Brendan Smith. So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 quarantine episodes.
That is insane. And you know what was so cool? Wow. That's so it's so funny. It's like probably a good half of our season three has been done during the pandemic. And
it's just below half. Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm so glad that it has been, honestly, because I do feel like our choice within, we had to make the choice to continue. I know some podcasts stopped, right? Like I know mm-hmm. that we saw that happening, and our choice to continue doing the podcast during the pandemic and during the unknown was, for me, like a really cool choice we made, because it made like the weekly changes and the weekly sort of like what is happening, the rules are changing, like the pandemic's getting worse. It made the weekly changes kind of bearable for me, you know, and being able to check in and have some normalcy and have some routine where every Wednesday we release an episode. And for me, it it made it the one thing that was consistent throughout this entire thing.
Yeah. It's, you know, I was lucky enough to be employed for most of the pandemic. And this is for the last month. My job is over, and I am now, yeah, this has been the most consistent thing in my life. And I've really shaken things up by, you know, we've decided we're going to take a little pause. And I also got a dog, and I mean, it's just crazy. Things are not okay, but they are okay. You know?
Yeah, I do know. I feel like that's a great way to put it. Things are not okay, but they are okay.
Absolutely. I don't feel great, but I think things are good. And I don't, you know, it seems like a low energy way to like end the season or something. I don't know. I couldn't be prouder than what I am for what we've done. And we've had some episodes this season that were absolutely hysterical. Our you know, our Gareth and our Chris Fairbanks episodes come to mind. And we've had some that are absolutely, you know, some of the more thoughtful, you know, nuanced conversations I've ever had on or off mic. And, you know, I didn't think I'd be the kind of guy who had a podcasting microphone arm holder clamped to his desk, and yet now I am, and I feel, I don't know, it feels good.
It does.
It also feels
good.
Strange.
Yeah, it does feel good. I feel the same way. I'm like, both of us have these new setups. We learned how to do, you know, we learned how to do episodes in from separate homes when we've only ever before this done episodes together and with a Zoom recorder. And, you know, it's something we've learned a lot by doing it like this. And we've learned to stay flexible and open. And, you know, I don't know. I'm proud too. I love our season three. I love the conversations we've had. And I'm also really excited to do it differently in season four.
Absolutely. And so, listeners, bear with us. We don't have a release date yet. We don't know how long we're going to be off. We have a little fun possible mini series we might do.
Yeah.
So we might re-upload some older ones we liked. We might bring a little mini series idea we had with, you know, 15, 20 minute eps here and there. And, you know, we'll be back at you, I think, sooner than you might think.
Yeah, we're not going to take another, like, we won't do like a year break. It's going to be a few months, and if that, and then we'll be back with our secret new season four.
Our secret new season four, new format, new guests. It's still going to be us. It's still going to be the show that you have come to hopefully like, if you're still listening.
Yeah.
And you know, we think that this season that we just made streamlined some of the rough edges a little bit, and I think that season four will just continue to up our game even more until we are as consistent as This American Life.
Yeah, until we're on NPR. And to take us out, we are going to play some recordings. We asked for former guests to leave us voicemails on our hotline of their favorite. We just asked them to leave us like a 100th episode anniversary message. And then we asked all of you listeners to leave us voice messages on about their favorite memory or moment from our show. And so we have some of our top messages, our voice messages, and we're going to play them for you guys.
Yeah. So we just want to thank you for listening. Thank you for your support over the years. Thank you for your, you know, kind messages and voicemails.
Yeah.
As always, you can leave us a message for next season, or just if you want us to hear something, 213-458-5236. You can rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Pretty valuable right now, as if we fall out of your feed for a second, we'll be right back next time we upload an episode. But I think that we'll be putting some stuff up in the interim to make sure that doesn't happen. But
yeah,
you can email us at iburneverythingpod@gmail.com if you have ideas or comments or reviews, anything you want to get in front of our faces, you can do it.
Yep.
And until then, please enjoy these nice listener and guest messages, and we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, Stevie. Happy 100th episode, Depot. Hi, Dave. Relationship food update. I'm engaged, suckers, and I've been eating a lot of big potatoes. Happy 100th episode. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi. Congrats on 100 episodes of your podcast. Favorite thing for me has been the term right sizing. That has been something that I've brought into my life many, many times. And also, yeah, I just feel like you guys really taught me how to think about and advocate for myself in relationships, especially regarding what I will and will not accept. So that has really shaped the way that I am in relationships now. And anyway, I just really appreciate it. Thank you so much for sharing all that you have. Love you both very much. Bye.
Hey, you guys. It's your very old friend, Brendan, your Gen X friend from the Valley, wishing you guys a very, very, very happy 100th episode anniversary of I Burned Everything. Wish we could see each other in person. When all this fucking nonsense is done, we're going to do a proper food field trip to either Jitlada in Hollywood or George's Burgers in East Los Angeles at First and Soto. Oh, fuck yeah. And on that note, cats and kittens, I just want to remind everybody that New Mexican green chili is in season. And you can find it at your better grocery stores around Southern California. Gelson's, Vons, even Ralph's, New Mexican green chili. Fuck, Trader Joe's has a whole bag of them. So take them home, roast them, and go to town. Again, congratulations, you guys. I love you both. Peace.
Leaving y'all a voicemail, because it's the 100th episode. This is Joelle Leon Danielle. Because I'm so proud of you and the work you've been doing when people be listening to the podcast. It's an excellent show, and I'm not just saying that because I love Stevie and the show that y'all are doing. And because I was on it and I had fun, then there's going to be a part two. Ooh, baby bubble. Yeah. Yeah. There's a baby on the phone, even in the voicemail. I'm going to keep on rocking, tapping. Yeah. Feet smacking. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Yeah. 100th episode. Going to do it live. Yeah. This is really long.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm still recording. Wait, did that end it? Do I have to hang up? Okay. No, bye.
Yay, you guys are
Dave, Steve, it's Johnny Webster, your talent manager, facilitator of dreams. I want to thank you for having me on your episode. I want to congratulate you on 100 episodes. I also want to take this time, and Dave, I'm sorry, but I want to take this time and ask you, Stevie Nelson, will you marry me? I feel like we have a connection. I felt something when we were recording our episode, and I feel like we're meant to be together. So if you will have me, I would love to be your gay husband. I love you. I love you both. Thank you for having me. Stevie, you are a dream and a joy. Dave, you are a dream and a joy, but I, as a gay black man spreading black boy joy, would love to make you see the happiest woman on earth by being your black gay boy joy husband. Congrats. I love you both.
What's up, hoes?
I'm Mary Kay McBrayer.
I'm Mary Amelia Byer.
I'm Rachel Estridge.
And we like scary movies.
Let's be more specific. We like analyzing scary movies.
Okay, but let's be a little bit more specific. We like making fun of scary movies.
Let's be even more specific. We have to make fun of scary movies so that we can sleep at night.
We host a horror comedy podcast called Everything Trying to Kill You that rips all your fave horror movies a new one.
And bonus, we'll tell you jokes from the perspectives of
feminist ethnic minorities
and queer women, which might be something you haven't considered before.
Sure looks like Hollywood hasn't.
So check out Everything Trying to Kill You.
New episodes every other Friday on Campfire Media.
Campfire.